fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Friday, the 9th day of April. Prepper tip of the day, top off your ammo supply now. Yes, it will be expensive. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to give you a place to get all the ammunition you want. You're not going to find very many bargains there, and you're not going to find very many bargains anywhere as far as that goes. If you can, God bless you. The website I'm going to give you, they don't sell anything. It's a bulletin board for the companies that do sell ammunition. You can find the ammunition there by caliber, by manufacturer, by price, even by the shell casing, either brass or steel. And here's the website, wikiarms.com. That's Whiskey India Kilo India Arms.com, wikiarms.com. I've used their services. It's quick, it's efficient, and focused primarily on ammunition for your carbine, your rifle. The pistols, well, the purpose of a pistol is to fight your way back to your carbine, quite frankly. A couple hundred rounds for that pistol is all you're ever going to need for defensive purposes. So get 1,000 rounds for that rifle or that carbine, and that would be a great start. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Whitman. Steve is the proprietor of Long Lake Camp, and it's a wonderful place up in the state of Maine near Princeton, Maine. We've scheduled a vacation up there for everybody who wants to go. This would be August the 15th through the 21st, and if you want to schedule that event and be part of it, just give our event planner a call, Betsy Murphy. Her number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. Hey, I have to echo your comment on the cost of ammunition. My God, have the prices gone up.
Yeah. Well, my favorite caliber, my favorite type of ammunition for my favorite caliber, typically it would normally be about $1 a round for the premium ammunition, maybe 5 cents either way. Last time I checked, which is about 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was almost $4 a round. I think $3.65 per round. So you squeeze the trigger 10 times, you've spent over $30.
So, $30-$40. Yeah, I know. It's incredible.
Amazing. It's amazing.
It really is. Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not available. You know, if you have to sacrifice to get that minimal amount, then I would go ahead and sacrifice. And you do get a better price, even at these higher prices, when you buy a case lot, even at the inflated prices, don't you?
Yeah, I saw that, even now, 45s are $800 a 1,000 rounds. And the 223 I saw was around 900. And that's actually come down a little bit from a few months ago. But still, it's still a lot of money.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, sir, are you up at the camp as we speak?
No, I'm getting ready. I'm here in Massachusetts.
Okay.
That was another experience flying back from Florida. Yes. This was really something to see. All throughout the country, the kids can't go to school. Yeah, you can't go into a restaurant. You have to keep social distancing, plus a lot of places are closed. And lo and behold, we go to the airport, and of course it's crowded and whatever, but we get on a plane. There is no longer any middle seat being left vacant. The plane was packed, John. I mean, every seat. I mean, and here you are sitting inches away from somebody. With a mask on, and that's supposed to protect you. I mean, it's such it's foolishness. It's just beyond foolishness.
And if you don't wear that mask once you get on that flight, you will be arrested, won't you?
Oh yes, you're properly. In fact, they were telling people. I mean, if you ate something here, and you have to look at this too. Here we are on a plane, flying at 35,000 or whatever. And everybody starts taking their masks off and starts eating, okay?
Right.
And a lot of people didn't put them back on. And, of course, the stewardess has come right over and said, hey, you got to put your mask back on. But still, here you are, 160, 70 people, over half of them, without their mask on. I mean, what sense is it? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, it is crazy. And the whole thing reminds me of the childhood story we all heard about the emperor has no clothes. Some of the younger listeners may not be aware of us, but the king was approached by a tailor who said, I'm going to fabricate the finest clothes that have ever been made, and only very special people can see these clothes. Everybody else can't. So the king was fascinated by this, and he thought, well, of course I'm special, so I'll pretend to see the clothes. And he ordered everybody in his kingdom was told that the king's wearing this special new clothing that only special people can see. I may be getting some details wrong. So the king is either walking or riding a horse in public with his new clothes that only special people can see. And a little boy sees him naked and says, the king has no clothes. Now, fast forward to April of 2021. We're talking about a mask that does nothing. It does nothing except make people unhealthy, doesn't prevent any disease from spreading, and the king has no clothes. There is no pandemic. There is no pandemic. And that's the foundation of everything else. Why wear a mask if there's no pandemic? Why do that?
Right.
Even if there was, it wouldn't do any good.
it's crazy. I mean, the kids can't even go to school, and they're packing people into tin cans like sardines, okay, and thinking that the mask is going to prevent, the transmission, whereas everybody's handling everybody else's luggage. There's no gloves. There's nothing. I mean, I just sat there and told my wife, I said, my God, what's this country come to, So
I know. And that's what it is. What has this country come to, where we have the majority of the population believing a complete fantasy is reality, forcing people to do things that are complete madness, complete silliness, to the point where they're lining up to get these shots that will end up killing them. And why do I say that? Because all previous attempts ended when they were doing the animal testing, doing similar shots, all the animals died. Well, we need some relief in it. We need a break. And the break comes up in August. at Long Lake Camp in Maine. There's a link at my website, ladies and gentlemen, to the Long Lake Camp. Beautiful photographs there. The sunrises and sunsets are so beautiful that professional photographers like to set up their equipment there to get capture these images, don't they, sir?
They do that all the time. In fact, we've had so many people take photographs, and they sell them on the internet and back at their shops. It is amazing some of the beauty that we do see on our sunsets, especially. It's breathtaking, some of them.
It is. Now, there's a bonus. We haven't talked about this very much, but here's a big bonus. Everybody that goes is going to get a lifetime membership at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute. There's a lot of value there, a lot of value. On my Caribbean cruise, we had one couple that came only because of that. They enjoyed the cruise, of course, but that was the main motivator. They wanted those Frontsight lifetime memberships that you don't have to use yourself. You can give it to a friend, the pastor of your church, so they can have somebody to become a trainer, whatever you choose to do with it. And, of course, that time of year, the third week of August, there's almost no bugs, is there?
No, there's no bugs. It's just beautiful weather. It'll be in the 80s, and we always have a nice, cool breeze coming across the water. So it just adds to the enchantment of the place.
Now, there's some place called about a 20-minute drive away, Moosehorn Refuge, which has guided hikes. There's whale watching tours, about a one-hour trip from the camp. That would be a one-hour trip to the ocean. Hiking trails on county roads for wildlife observation. There's a private firearms range very close by. Travel there is by automobile, commercial airlines. You go not within what distance is the airline, commercial airline. Do you recall offhand there,
Steve? Yeah, well, most people that fly in from the rest of the country, they come into Bangor.
That's right,
right. Yeah, and they can rent a car right there. And we're about 2.5 hours from the airport. However, some other people, they rent private planes or private jets, and they can fly right next to our camp, actually, which is about 2 miles from camp, and we pick them up right at the airport.
Oh, nice.
And then other people actually have taken a seaplane, and they'll fly they'll fly right into Long Lake and pull up to our dock and tie up the plane.
No kidding. So, I would love to see that. I've never flown in a seaplane. I flew 57 combat missions in Vietnam, but I never set foot in a seaplane. That would be a hoot. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I've flown quite a bit in a seaplane, and before I bought Long Lake, John, I was really on a venture to get my pilot's license and my float license. I got really hooked on seaplanes. I mean, it was just amazing what you could do with them.
Now, they have, I'm going to display my ignorance here. They have wheels so they can land on the ground, too, don't they, or not?
The amphibians do. The planes that I flew in, which were flown by bush pilots up by the Arctic Circle, I used to go up there fishing many, many years. For many years I went up there. They were just had floats. And some of these guys, I had this one young French kid. He was only like 24 years old, and he flew a beaver, okay, which is one of the, workhorses of the North. And he could fly. I tell you, you could not feel that plane touch the water when he came down. It was just incredible.
Amazing.
And you can go anywhere with it. That's one thing about up there. Even if you wind up in trouble, there's so much water, you just pull down and land on a lake. Very simple.
Well, I've taken flight training off and on over the years, and what our instructors would teach us is that always be looking for a place to put the plane down as you're traveling from point A to point B. Always be on the lookout for a place to put it down if there was an emergency. And altitude is your friend, right?
Oh, yes, it is. And and this same kid, this place, they would fly you out. You would stay at the lodge and fish that lake, or they would fly you out for the whole day and drop you off at a remote lake. And this same kid, he pulled a fast one on me. We were waiting for the seaplane to come pick us up, and I was sitting in the bow of the boat with the guide, fishing. And all of a sudden I heard this whistle, okay, and I couldn't understand what that whistling sound was. And so I just turned around, and there was the beaver. He was about maybe 20 feet above us, okay, coming right from the stern to the bow.
No kidding.
And, I could have actually put my fishing rod up and touched one of the pontoons almost. He was so close. And of course, the guy jumped about 4 feet out of the chair because he didn't see it coming because he had his back to it. Okay,
right.
And I fell to the floor of the boat because I thought he was going to hit us. And so anyway, he banks the plane and comes back and lands. And I said to the French kid, I said, "What the hell are you doing?" He says, "I have to check the water. I have to check the water before I land." And he had a big grin on his face. So, I mean, he knew what he was doing, but it was just quite an experience.
Well, I believe Air America had Beaver aircraft in Vietnam. That was the CIA's Air Force. The official nomenclature is a de Havilland Canada DHC, it's Delta Hotel Charlie-2, the L-20 Beaver. I did recall that, and I got to see Air America and their pilots and their planes a lot when I was in Vietnam. It seemed like all of them were tall, thin men, and they were all from Texas, and they all wore Wellington boots. It seemed like everyone I saw. Well, Steve, I'll be doing my show from the main lodge there Monday through Friday. There's three meals a day served there, an excellent breakfast, a light lunch, and a marvelous dinner, right?
Yeah, the dinners are really the highlight of our meal plan. We serve prime rib. We even have complete turkey Thanksgiving dinners at the lodge. Also chicken marsala, chicken piccata, lasagna, steaks, baked stuffed haddock. We even serve lobster in the lodge. It is quite the spread that my wife puts on.
Well, I've met Lynn, and she's a lovely lady. And seeing as how well she cooks, it's amazing. You don't weigh 300 pounds, sir.
Well, I have to be very careful, John, because otherwise I would. Even our shore lunches that we do when we guide people on the water are really a big spread. I mean, we have any meat that you might want, steak, pork chops, hamburgers, ham steaks. And then we serve potatoes and onions with it. You can have them boiled or fried. We have pies and cookies and coffee. And we even do an appetizer by frying up some fish that you caught in the morning, right on the water, right over an open fire. It's quite the deal. It really is.
Well, it's about as good as it gets.
It's an amazing experience. And I highly recommend anyone, especially if they have children, to take this trip, because the kids will catch fish, they'll have a blast, and all our guides, they like to tell stories, and it's just really a fun trip.
It will be a wonderful trip, and we got a bonus. Children under 12 are for free, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It's something we're doing this year. The kids are under 12 are free. We're doing that because of the families, and we've had a great positive response so far on that. In fact, the phone has just been ringing. The people in this country are ready to go on vacation. They've had enough. And
this is a break from the silliness, the madness. I don't believe anybody there is going to be wearing a mask. I would be shocked and surprised if any of our guests were wearing a mask, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's an outdoor adventure, what we go on here, and it's you're in the rurals of Maine.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th day of April. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Best discount you can get is at my website, $50 off. There's an additional sale going on right now, the COVID relief sale, up to $80 more off. That's going to last for maybe a week or so, don't know. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Steve Whitman, the proprietor of Long Lake Camp up there in beautiful Princeton, Maine. This is a genuine Maine fish camp where men and women have been going there for more than 70 years to have a great time, a great vacation, enjoy the wonderful meals prepared by his lovely wife, Lynn, and go on fishing on this particular vacation. I'll be there, of course, doing my radio show from the Maine Lodge Monday through Friday. You'll be in the live audience, and it'll be the experience of a lifetime, Steve, won't it?
It is, John, and it's so different from what people are used to. You know, it's a different world. It's not, you know, the hustle and bustle of the city and, you know, the concrete and the pavement and whatever. It's basically, in fact, I had a couple of guys from New Jersey once that came up, and I was guiding them for a couple of days. And at Shore Lunch, you know, while I was preparing the fire and getting the meal ready, one of the guys said to me, he says, Jesus, this is beautiful, isn't it? And I go, and I looked around, and I said, yeah, it is, isn't it? Nice sight. He says, no. And he says, this. And he took his boot, and he scraped the ground, the dirt. And I go, I said, dirt? He says, yeah. He says, do you know how long it's been since I've stood on dirt? He says, I live in a house. I go to the garage. I drive on a hot-top driveway. I get to a concrete parking garage. I get out and walk on concrete to my office. He says, and I kind of looked at him, and I said, wow, that kind of puts things in perspective,
yep.
You know, when you think about
yep.
it.
Yep, yep, yep. Well, I've seen city folks, they come out to my place in the country, and the men, I guess, conceal it better than the women, but the women are actually fearful when they can't be on concrete and asphalt. And, and the natural sounds of nature scare the hell out of them. The birds and the bugs and the animals, the critters, the coyotes out there at night, it scares the hell out of them.
Yeah.
And that's the natural environment that we're part of. We're God's creatures also. They're so separated from what's natural and normal that they become fearful of being around and being in God's natural environment. It's really a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's something that, you know, people have really lost touch with, unfortunately, especially with all the electronics, especially with the kids, you know, the Game Boys and everything else. They've really lost touch about going down to their favorite fishing hole and putting a worm on the hook and catching a fish.
Yeah,
You know, a lot of kids have
right.
they've lost that, you know.
Well, I was a boy, I thought catching a fish was about as thrilling a thing as a human being could do. If you want to be part of this, give our event planner a call, Betsy Murphy. Here's her phone number twice, 636-530-9502. I say again, Betsy Murphy, 636-530-9502. And the cutoff date is tomorrow. If you don't make your reservations by tomorrow, we're going to, you won't be able to do it. And that's just the way it is, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is. You know, we had to pick that date because we definitely have a lot of people, you know, throughout the country now. We're getting calls. In fact, we just got two calls this morning from Florida and another guy from Texas. So,
well, word's getting out, you know, about the beautiful camp. Yeah. And a number of your competitors, due to COVID, are out of business, which means increased business for your camp, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, it's one of the fortunate things for all of us up there, you know, because of what happened last year. And we're not the only business that's in that predicament. You know, it's a shame what our country went through and how they shut it down. And now they're learning, and it's been proven that the shutdowns didn't do a damn thing. If anything, they made it worse.
So, well,
I mean, it's just...
It's retarded the natural herd immunity that only comes from the virus spreading naturally and normally, destroyed our economy. We've had a dramatic increase in suicides among teens. We have five-year-olds, you know, think the little kids. They've never known normal. If you're 4 or 5 years old, this is all you've ever known. You've never known anything else, have you?
No, and you know, in fact, even waiting for the plane to come home, you know, in the airport, you know, the kids, you know, naturally it's, you know, it's that time of the year, you know, Disney World and that sort of thing. So there were a lot of kids in the airport, and they were screaming, you know, because, you know, the parents had to try and keep their masks on the kids, you know. And, you know, these kids are 4, 5, 6 years old, and they're just out of their heads with, you know, they're scared to death by having the mask on. And just
it's such a shame. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call in numbers 512-248-8256.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 9th day of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there. I was talking to a friend this morning about how much is at my website. It's massive. It is absolutely massive. And, of course, I need to remind people, we are packing up and shipping energy cleaners. We're getting caught up on back orders. You heard Tom Berryhill with me this morning. This has become a pretty much full-time for him, manufacturing energy cleaners. He's had to stop his other projects, put them on hold to get these energy cleaners out. He's had a 400% increase in demand. I've had a 300% increase in demand. And it's fun helping people get their lives back. If you're a person who has arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. If you have health issues, sleep issues, you need an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Now, at the energy cleaner section under products, you'll get to read the original story written by Steve Whitman, how the energy cleaner saved his life. It's an amazing story. So you can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And toll-free our line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we do have Steve Whitman with us, live and in person, the proprietor of the Long Lake Camp up in Princeton, Maine. And we're promoting a wonderful vacation that if people participate, they get a bonus, And that's a lifetime membership for each person at Frontsite Farm Training Institute. There's a lot of value there, isn't there, Steve?
Oh, yes, there is. I have a couple of friends out in that part of the country who are members, and you know, I've gone to schools in the eastern part of the state, eastern part of the country, but they always tell me about Frontsite. It's one of the, you know, the great, great training centers that you can go to.
It is. It's world-class training, yeah. And even if you don't need the training, the lifetime membership yourself, think about the pastor of your church. The pastor of your church may want to get his security person trained up so that security person can be a trainer to train the men who want to protect the members of the church from being attacked. And that's happening in many churches all over the country. Now, there are some photographs here. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that that's one place, as you know, there's others, but Frontsite is very good. That, you know, way back many years ago, you know, I had NRA training and that kind of stuff and scouts and whatever, but to carry a handgun concealed, that's something that, you know, I can't emphasize enough for someone to really go into, because that's where you really learn how to handle a weapon and protect yourself. There's no question about it.
Now, there's a lot of, I'm at your website here. Now, there's a, what appears to be a lighthouse. Is that a functional lighthouse or just for decoration?
No, that's a functional lighthouse. I built that.
No kidding.
I built that. Everything at camp, actually, the tables, the lighthouse, the lawn chairs, the Adirondack chairs, whatever. I've built all the stuff that's in camp through the years. And naturally, the lighthouse is one of them, and that's functional.
Now, I see also, I can't tell the difference out in the lake there. It looks like a small dock for people to swim out to and climb on top of.
Yes, in fact, my brother and I, last fall, we just built a brand new swim raft. And that's something that people should be aware of, that, you know, the kids, we have an area for the kids to swim in. We have a new swim raft that will be out in the water this year. Plus, we also have a full jungle gym that we built with a swing set and slides for the kids to enjoy. And also we have a recreation hall that we have ping pong, pool table, and foosball and that sort of thing for the rainy days. So there's activities right on site for the kids to do.
And some wonderful aerial photography. I assume this was taken by a drone. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, one of our guests flew that for us. And to show our area and the beauty of it. As you can see from the drone movie, that most of our shores are undeveloped. About 90% have no camps, no houses, nothing on them.
Well, the video includes footage on the ground and footage from the drone both. And this is a wonderful vacation for people to take. And I hope people will sign up for it and that we can do that. Great time of year to be up there. I'm not a big fan of winter, and it's near the end of summer. The bugs are pretty much gone. We have a nice breeze coming in, and great food, great camaraderie. You're going to be with people of like mind. A friend of mine, he drives an hour one way to movie night just to be around people who don't think he's crazy because he knows what we know. And he does. And God bless him for doing so. Same thing at my meetup we have once a month in Rolla, Missouri. And people drive a great distance. Now, traveling at night in the Ozarks is a challenge because of the roads are narrow and dark and probably similar up there. When it's dark in the Ozarks, it's like being in a cave. And it's probably very similar up there, isn't it?
Yes, we have no street lights or anything like that, only in the heart of the village. The rest of the roads, which can go on for miles without seeing a house, they're very dark. And it's something you have to be aware of, especially at dusk, with the moose and the bear and whatever crossing the roads. You have to keep your eyes peeled because a moose naturally, if you do hit a moose, they stand so tall that they tend to come right through the windshield if you hit them. So you know, it's something that you have to be aware of, especially traveling at night.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we don't have moose, thank goodness. Elk are being reintroduced into Missouri, but hitting a deer has killed people and caused great damage. A moose is three times the size and weight of a deer, isn't it, or more?
Boy, more, yeah. We have moose that can go 1,500 pounds.
Well, half a ton is 1,000 pounds, so you're right at three quarters of a ton there. That's
if we see a moose that weighs 500-600, that's a tiny moose to us. Once it gets over a half a ton, then it starts to be a grown-up moose, as we call it. So,
mm-hmm.
but then we have the bear too. We have a lot of bear, black bear, up in northern Maine. In fact, we have in the fall. In fact, that's what helped save my life was four bear hunters who found me in the woods.
That's right.
Who came along. But in September and October, we have a lot of bear hunting. So,
but, a lot of bear hunting.
And a lot of moose. Yes.
Well, it's a wonderful area. It's a place where people have been going to for decades. You got regular guests that show up every year for vacation, don't they, sir?
We have some people who have been coming to camp for 40 years, every year. In fact, we've had people get married at our place. They've honeymooned at our place. Our area in Washington County, you know, our entire area, is so picturesque and so relaxing that people just come back year after year.
Well, I don't blame them for that. It's a beautiful area. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. And a buddy of mine I was in service with in Vietnam, he lives in Bar Mills. I haven't tried to look him up yet, but I'll definitely make the attempt to look him up while I'm up there if I've come that far. and it'll be a lot of fun. Great food, a lot of fun, people of like mind. My radio show will be live from the Maine Lodge there from 8 to 11 a.m. every morning, Eastern Time. And it'll be a live audience, won't it, Steve?
Yes, it will. Yeah, it'll be right there, and we'll have people, you know, in-house and whatever. And you're right, John, Northern Maine, it is people of like mind. We are, you know, we all definitely know what's been going on in the country, and it's something that we really don't particularly care for. So it's it is like mind, no question about it.
No question at all. And
yeah.
And think about it. Check out the website. If you make a decision, and you got questions, Betsy Murphy can get the answers for you. And she can also make the reservations. Betsy Murphy, our event planner, at 636-530-9502. And looks like, I just got a note from my engineer that the website pictures are beautiful. Well, they are beautiful. This is a place where people go on vacation. This is where you get away from it all. Get away from the COVID insanity. You may have to wear a mask on a commercial flight going there, but once that door opens on that plane, just take the darn thing off, right?
Yeah, and once you get to our place, and we also, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but people who do come, they do not have to bring any fishing equipment. We have everything there for you, and also you don't even have to buy a license. We can get that for you on site. We also have boats for rent, so you can take a boat yourself along, you know, with an outboard motor and do fishing on your own if you don't want to go with a guide. So there's a lot of opportunity to do things on your own if you like to. You don't have to be, you know, under somebody's wing, so to speak, or be guided by someone. You can go out on your own and enjoy the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you and I came up with this idea, Steve, and we're making this opportunity available to people. It will be a lot of fun, a chance to get away from the insanity of these cities, the COVID lockdowns, the mask requirements, all the insanity we've been exposed to for 13 months now. It's been a long 13 months, hasn't it, Steve?
Oh, it's just been, you know, it seems like it never ends, and now they're talking about variants of this COVID,
right.
Just like, you know, and like the flu, the regular flu has variants, and that's why the flu shot has never been, you know, that's why that's never been very effective. You know, so, I mean, it's the same old, it's just that it's been hyped up a lot. You know, and it's crazy.
The media driven.
Yeah.
I saw an Amish gentleman at a store, and we got to talking, and I said, well, what's the COVID-19 situation in the Amish community? And he says, oh, well, John, that's not a problem. We don't have TV.
Yes.
You know?
How true that one is, huh?
Yeah. It's media driven. The hysteria is media. It's a creation of the media. It was a year ago this month we had a MASH unit with hospital tents set up in Central Park to take care of the massive amount of people sick from the COVID. And eventually they took the tents down and went home because nobody showed up, did they?
Right. It was empty. The hospital ship that they had out there, nobody used it. And I don't know how much money that cost the taxpayer.
Oh, I mean, it's just... Lord knows. Those things are expensive. Yeah. Lord knows. Oh, man.
Yeah. It seems like money drives everything, John, as always.
You figured that out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's what was the cabaret, the musical cabaret. There was a girl does a dance and says money makes the world go around. Very, very true. And that's always been that way, hasn't it, Steve?
Well, even with the vaccine now, I can just imagine the amount of money, you know, that, I mean, everybody's getting it for free, okay, quote unquote, but it's not for free. That money's coming from somewhere to pay these pharmaceutical companies to develop all this stuff. And, you know, the billions of dollars that are being expended, along with the other trillions that are being tossed around, which, you know, who's going to pay for all this and how is it going to be paid for? I mean,
Well, let's talk about what children can learn up there. Depending on what the parents want, if the child goes with the parents on a fishing guided tour, they can learn about fishing, learn about how to run an outboard motor, learn about cooking over an open fire. There's a public range nearby that the parents can help the child get some basic firearm skills. Lots of things. It'd be similar to a scout camp if the parent chose to be that way, couldn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, on a guided trip, you know, all our guides are very versed in nature. I mean, far as learning about different wildlife, how they live, never mind even the fishing. You know, a lot of people don't even know how to, you know, properly bait a hook or work a certain lure or, you know, cast even casting. A lot of people don't know how to cast. And all our guides have been on the water for many, many years, and we're always teaching. I mean, I've taught people from age 4 up to 93, you know, so, I mean, it's people from all walks of life, you know, come to our place.
Blue-collar people, professional people, retired people, young people, older folks, it just runs the gamut, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean, it's amazing, you know, the age spread and in the kids, you know, that's one thing we really love to see is the kids, because the kids can learn, you know, a lot that they'll never see, you know, where they are back home, where they come from.
Well, it might be a challenge for some of these parents to separate their children from these handheld electronic devices. Good luck on that, right?
Well, sometimes it is, but I found that most kids, once you get them involved, I mean, even how to use an axe. I mean, you know, just watching how kindling is made, how a fire is built, basic survival skills, all this. You know, they can learn on a guided trip or right in camp.
Absolutely. And have fun doing it. It'll be a learning experience, but it'll be a fun learning experience, won't it?
Yes, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, the old saying is, if you can get the kids entertained, you know, the parents will be right along with them because, you know, they want to see their kids have a good time, and that's what the whole idea of camp is. It's, you know, for people to enjoy themselves. And like you say, get away from all the other stuff. And they will hear for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely, they will. Well, this opportunity is unique. It is special. It's something that's affordable. And we made it even more affordable by children under age 12 going for free. And that would be the lodging and the meals. Everything's included for the children under 12 also, isn't it?
Yes, everything's included, and it's all free. And the kids, you know, they'll definitely learn something and enjoy themselves, most of all.
Well, a lot less expensive than Disney World and a lot more fun.
Oh.
Here's our last break. Yep. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
And, of course, those were soldiers from the state of Maine in the Gettysburg Battle. They had a pretty good Maine accent there, didn't they, Steve?
Yeah, they did. That's something I get. That's something I get at the end of the season. I actually get a Maine accent.
Uh-huh, you know, as opposed to a Boston. as opposed to a Boston accent. Well,
that's exactly right.
I love regional accents. It's part of what makes America great, and it's fast disappearing because of TV and movies. But that aside, this opportunity is here until the end of the day tomorrow. That's the last opportunity to sign up for the vacation in Maine with us. And if you sign up, you can be part of it. If you don't, well, that won't happen, obviously. So the end of the day tomorrow, April the 10th, is the last day to sign up for this vacation. And I hope that many people will. It'll be a lot of fun for the people that can go. And it may be the first of several vacations. I'd like to do this once a year, Steve. What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be great. That's one thing I tell everybody when we do the sportsman shows. I tell people that I'm not responsible, no pun intended, if you do get hooked. Because once you come and experience our area and see what it has to offer, and in our cabins, I mean, the cabins are suitable for the ladies. I mean, they're very clean, and they have showers and, you know, microwaves and a full kitchen as well.
Right.
They're very comfortable. They're very comfortable. Right. You're not sleeping on the ground here. You're right. Sleeping in a small cabin.
Well, it's not like deer camp where the men spend a week in very primitive conditions, usually. No, this is a place where you have the amenities you need to feel like you're in civilization on one hand, but still in a beautiful remote area on the other.
Yes. I mean, you do have, you know, the full amenities, and they're clean and whatever, but you take one step out your door, you're right into the wilderness and some of the most beautiful country you're ever going to see.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you, sir, for being with us. I don't want the music to cut us off. Yeah. I look forward to getting your book soon, and then I'll after I read it, we'll review the book on the air and make people aware of it, sir.
Oh, I'd love to do that, John.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, appreciate it, and we'll talk soon privately. Okay, that's Steve Whitman, the proprietor of Long Lake Camp. If you want to make a reservation, just give Betsy Murphy a call at 636-530-9502. She'll take your reservation, and you can be part of this wonderful vacation. It'll be a lot of fun. About to wrap it up here for the week. It's been fun, as always, to visit with you folks 3 hours a day. Look forward to starting it all over Monday morning. This has become my full-time job, and I love it. And I appreciate everybody that listens. And if you feel moved to make a donation to Republic Broadcasting, please do so. It will help us a lot. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils, now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.